Welcome to Eat, Live, Love, Train. It's not a tagline, it's a lifestyle. In a community of individuals devoted to food, wine, and wellness. I'm your host, Chef Shannon, executive chef, certified sommelier, and certified wellness coach. Also, proud Air Force veteran. Hashtag gratitude. As you listen, this will be one of the best moments of your week, where you're entertained like a stand-up, educated like a TED Talk, and enlightened like a sermon. If you're new around here, welcome. You can find me at eatlivelovetrain.com. Feel free to like, share, and subscribe. You can listen over at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Alexa TuneIn, Pandora, and Google Podcast. I appreciate you. And if you got something on your mind, feel free to DM me on Instagram at eatlivelovetrain. And if you're not new, then you already know how we get down around here. If you would like to be a part of the Food, Wine, and Wellness Tribe and get routine updates and notifications on pop-ups, live streams, promos, members-only exclusive videos, podcasts, and or giveaways, be sure to get on the list to receive a newsletter. You don't want to miss out on opportunities that will enhance your kitchen game, hosting skills, food and wine persona, and bring added value to both your personal and professional relationships overall. You can sign up to get all these updates at eatlivelovetrain.com/newsletter. All right, we have several things to cover, so we are just going to get right to it. There are many advantages when it comes to intermittent fasting, and one of those perks is that it gives you a variety of methods that you can use and implement into your lifestyle. And I'm specifically going to give you a brief overview on five of the most popular types of eating windows or eating plans or fasting plans. I'm going to discuss which one is best suited for your lifestyle and personality, which one is best suited for your schedule, and then I'm going to do a deep dive into each one of these. All right, but before that, I'm going to do a brief overview of each one. All right, so you have five popular eating windows or fasting windows. In essence, five choices for you to make. They are the 16-8 or time-restricted eating plan, the alternate day fasting eating plan, the 5-2 eating plan, the OMAD eating plan, aka one meal a day, and last but not least, the extended fasting plan. Now, when it comes to the 16-8 or the time-restricted eating plan, this type of intermittent fasting has rapidly gained in popularity in recent years because many people find it the easiest way to transition from a typical three-meal-a-day eating plan. So during this type of eating window, this allows people to consume all of their meals into 1 8-hour window, and then from there, fast for the remaining 16 hours. This fasting period can begin at any 8-hour interval, though the most popular is from 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. noon, lunchtime, the next day. And then from there, eat between noon and 8 p.m. Fluids like water, tea, black coffee, they're allowed outside of the eating window and during the fasting period on any type of intermittent fasting plan. Now, typically, anything inside that eating window is fair game. But keep in mind, for those of you that are on the ketogenic diet, when you're doing keto, it doubles down on your weight loss management. Therefore, the healthier your food choices, the easier your fast will feel. You can even continue to eat three meals if you'd like, as long as the kitchen closes after 8 hours. The next popular type of fasting or eating plan is the alternate day fasting window. By the way, these are not in any type of order. I'm just going down my list here. Now, the alternate day fasting window is exactly what it sounds like. You're eating every other day. You're giving your body a full 24-hour break from digestion every other day. Now, this particular type of eating or fasting plan is for those that have some serious discipline for one full day at a time. This method is incredibly appealing, and it offers the body healing benefits of a 24-hour fast with the promise of a complete slate of meals the following day. So you got something to look forward to. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room. Obviously, there are some limiting factors with this particular eating plan. The challenge is going to come with the non-fasting days and maintaining a level of control over what you eat. While many of the health-boosting perks of this particular eating plan come during the fast, nourishing your body with the nutrient-rich, dense foods on non-fasting days will help you see and garner results much quicker. Next up, we have the 5-2 fasting eating plan or window. Now, this particular fasting plan or eating plan was the most popular before the 16-8 window. Now, when it comes to the 5-2 eating plan or fasting plan, you can eat normally 5 days a week and fast for 2 days. But on the fasting days, you're typically allowed to eat up to 500 to 700 calories, or about a quarter of a regular calorie intake on non-fasting days. Now, the two fasting days that you choose do not have to be consecutive. They can be any of the 2 days of the week that you want. Now, because you're fasting for only 2 days a week, it may take your body a little bit longer to get used to the up and down nature of this particular fasting window. The next most popular fasting and eating plan or window is OMAD, aka one meal a day. Now, this is where you're going to be fasting for 23 hours and you're just going to eat one meal a day. Tends to sound a bit extreme to some people, but it's only for the real G's. Now, in comparison to the alternate day fasting window, this is the second most difficult one to get down. Now, when it comes to this window, the people that most benefit from this type of eating plan or fasting plan are those with an unorthodox or variable work schedule who can't seem to find the time to prepare and eat multiple meals throughout the day. As long as your daily fast is 23 hours long, you can enjoy your one meal at whatever time is most convenient for you, eating whatever will best help power you through the day. Now, there are those that are practicing this eating method or eating window. They use it as an alibi to eat whatever it is that they want during that one meal. Anything goes. But once again, my recommendation is that by sticking to healthy whole foods, this will help prolong satiety and your energy levels throughout your fasting time. In other words, because you're only eating one meal a day, you really want to optimize and take advantage of that and eat and consume more of the healthy fats. This is what's going to get you through that 23-hour fast. And last but not least, the extended fasting plan. Bottom line up front, extended fasts are anything that lasts longer than 24 hours. Now, this type of fasting or eating plan or eating window is most beneficial to those folks that are preparing for a special event or a special occasion that want to reap the benefits of fasting as quickly as possible, as well as those looking to jumpstart results on a new diet plan. So, those of you that want to start your Sexy for Summer campaign, well, you should have got started maybe last month. Those of you that are thinking about doing a marathon or a Spartan race, this type of extended fast can be beneficial for you. And then you have a lot of athletes and actresses or those in the entertainment industry or the performance industry, especially Olympians. A lot of them look towards extended fast windows. Now, maybe you're not athletic. Maybe you're not in the entertainment industry. This benefits many types of people. I'll give you an example. When I was active duty and I knew I had a PT test coming up, I would fast, and I would typically fast for 1 day or 2 days, only drinking fluids. Now, because I trained throughout the year, that day or 2 days of fasting really was more beneficial to me. Now, you don't have to be a collegiate athlete or a professional athlete or in the entertainment industry to benefit from this extended fasting window. Now, I will say that no matter what season of life you're in, no matter what level of fitness you're on, if you plan on doing this, be sure to get the official nod from your medical professional first, because this is one of the most crucial extremes of intermittent fasting. All right, so that's just a brief overview of five popular fasting and eating plans. Now, let's take a closer look at each one of these. Now, as it pertains to the 16-8 or the time-restricted eating plan slash window, when you combine fasting with your sleep intervals, your sleeping window, it's an excellent way to lose weight, balance your blood sugar, lower blood pressure, and optimize your health holistically. That's also one of the easiest because you're going to be sleeping. And if you're getting the recommended amount of sleep, which is 8 hours a night, then you incorporate maybe 6 hours of fasting once you wake up, or even eight, or even more, it's game on for you. In a study published in the Journal of Cell Metabolism, a doctor and his team attributed that health benefits were due to keeping an eating schedule that was more in sync with the body's cellular clock, allowing for better digestion and nutrient optimization. Further research shows that the benefits of limiting eating to 8 hours a day comes twofold. For one, a limited eating window does sync up cellular clocks of digestive organs, improving nutrient uptake, insulin response, and energy expenditure. And the second thing this does, and more importantly, the 16-hour fasting period creates just enough scarcity to activate ketosis and turn on autophagy, which in turn promotes weight loss and has a host of other health perks. A research study conducted in 2018 at the University of Illinois Chicago had a group of participants that limited their eating from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily over 12 weeks. They lost an average of 3% of their body weight and decreased their blood pressure. People that utilized the 16-8 or the time-restricted diet plan or eating plan or eating window, most of them lose between 5 and 10 pounds. And the great part about this is, when it comes to time-restricted eating, you do not have to count calories at all. All you have to do is keep your eyes on the clock. When it comes to this fasting window or eating plan, this tends to be the most easiest and the most sustainable. Now, as I always recommend, in order to fast track your weight loss and weight management initiatives and boost health gains, you need to limit or completely remove processed foods, but increase your intake of whole foods, specific fruits, and vegetables during your eating window. Now, let's take a close look at the alternate day fasting eating plan. If you're looking for a super simple way to fast without watching the clock or doing any math, alternate day fasting is probably the thing for you. You'll eat a healthy diet one day and fast the other day, or eat a very low caloric diet the next day. Simply put, alternate day fasting can just be easier for some people and their schedules. That's just another way to calorically restrict your food so that you're able to get the benefits in other forms of intermittent fasting while having a little more control. Now, there's been some research that shows that those that practice alternate day fasting can lose 3% to 7% of their body weight in just 2 to 3 months while simultaneously seeing an improvement in lipid values, insulin sensitivity, and blood pressure. Now, as we've discussed in previous episodes, fasting does jumpstart your body into autophagy, and it's this process that yields a lot of the benefits that come with alternate day fasting. Now remember, autophagy cleans out the damaged cells and degraded cells and replenishes them. That's really key when it comes to cancer prevention, brain regeneration, and protecting against cardiovascular disease. Autophagy is critical for extending our lifespan and helps the body have less inflammation and oxidative stress. As you start fasting and the longer that you fast, it also promotes and increases your levels of growth hormones. This helps build lean muscle mass, burns fat, and improves bone density. Now, when you combine alternate day fasting with regular exercise, it preserves and maintains the hard work of maintaining muscle mass. In other words, the benefits are multiplied. In addition to that, by fasting, it also ignites and turns on the body's stem cells, the cells that are responsible for forming all other cells. When the body is in need of repair, stem cells are recruited to help with healing, so having more stem cells activated and increased from fasting is a huge benefit. Let's take a look at the 5-2 eating plan or window plan. About 90% of studies done on intermittent fasting find that it's equally effective to just do caloric restrictions when it comes to weight management. And that's what the 5-2 eating plan or window does. It gives you a balance throughout the week of your eating pattern, restricting your caloric intake between 400 and 700 calories each day, and picking 2 days out of the week to fast. Now, when it comes to this particular eating window, some people opt to fast during their busy days or busy times of the week. Why? Because for some folks, it's easier to fast when they have many things to do to keep them busy. Another key to success when it comes to this eating or fasting interval is that you make sure you plan ahead so that when you're coming out of your fast, be prepared to consume nutritious foods that are readily available. Now, the only rule of engagement when it comes to this eating plan or fasting plan is that there must be at least one non-fasting day in between the middle of your two fasting days. So ideally, you could fast on Monday and Thursday, for example. This allows you to customize your weekly fasting schedule to your personal preferences and also change it up as often as you want. Now, there will be those that will be inclined to ask, is fasting only 2 days a week enough? The answer is a profound yes. It's simply because the main factor that makes this diet window or eating window work for weight management is the overall caloric deficit throughout the entire week. All right, let's zoom in on the one meal a day eating plan or window, aka OMAD. Needless to say, this is one of the most challenging eating / fasting plans. And you may be surprised to hear that there's a Facebook group that is dedicated to this type of fasting method with well over 161,000 followers and scores of people who have had success with just this one fasting and eating plan. One of the primary reasons for its popularity comes down to convenience and or budget effectiveness and efficiency. So let's face it, when it comes to OMAD, you don't have any meal planning to do. And it makes your grocery shopping game super minimal. It's super simple to decide what you're going to eat for that one meal for that particular day, and that's all you got to think about. Now, when it comes to this particular eating plan or fasting window, it simply works because you're also promoting fat burning and keeping your blood glucose levels in check. A study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, researchers compared people who ate one meal a day for several weeks versus a control group who ate a more typical three meals a day. The OMAD group saw a 12% reduction in body fat mass. The control group saw no change, and a 49% reduction in levels of stress hormone, cortisol, which can promote fat storage. Furthermore, the participants also stated that the diet was fairly sustainable. People that choose OMAD do so for two primary reasons. One, and the most obvious, It's likely that you simply aren't eating as much as if you were eating throughout the entire day. And the second, the longer you go without eating, the more your body would dip into its fat stores for fuel. Now, in large part, whether or not it's sustainable really comes down to the individual. Different strokes for different folks. The key here is because you're restricting yourself to one meal a day, when your eating window opens, be sure to optimize and consume whole foods and healthy fats. Now, when it comes to OMAD, when your eating window opens, ideally, you give yourself 1 hour. However, the rest of the time, even during fasting times, you are allowed to consume certain teas, black coffee, water, lemon water, things of that nature. Things that do not introduce any sugar or glucose. Black tea and green tea is really good. When I lived in Japan for 5 years, that was the predominant beverage that people drank throughout the day. During your eating window, always aim to eat a meal that's well-balanced in nutrients. It contains foods that allow your body to digest slowly and at the same time keeps you full. And when you're doing the OMAD window, it's easier, in my opinion, to do so in conjunction with the ketogenic diet. In other words, limit your carbs during OMAD. This way you don't have the spike in your glucose levels, and at the same time, you avoid the negative crash associated with consuming carbs. For specific meal plans and foods or ingredients, take a look at the ketogenic episodes I've published. Stepping Up Your Grocery Game is also an episode to reference healthy foods. Now, to close us out in this episode, last but not least, we're talking about the extended fasting plan. This fasting window has helped thousands of people and patients recover their health and live longer and healthier lives. Think of extended fasting as long-term fasting. It offers our bodies a similar system reboot, a deep cleansing, and one that restores and replenishes all of our cells. There are a significant number of type 2 diabetic patients that are able to achieve normal blood sugar levels without medication, all due to fasting, as it reduces insulin resistance. In a study published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine, 174 hypertension patients who underwent a 14-day water fast reduced their blood pressure by an average of 20 points, and most were able to get off the medication. The unique healing power of long-term fasting lies in a biological process we know all too well called autophagy. This regeneration period is a self-preservation mechanism allowing cells to eliminate harmful bacteria and viruses, repair damage, as well as access building blocks for cellular renewal. In fact, autophagy has been shown to play such a critical role in preventing diseases like Alzheimer's and cancer. Research illustrates that autophagy is activated after 24 hours of fasting, but the process really kicks into higher gear after 72 hours. During a long-term fast, cellular rejuvenation happens at a rate that can help reset the metabolism, heal, and even reverse diseases and turn back the clock on age-related degeneration. It's truly extraordinary to think that this simple, non-invasive, low-tech approach really addresses most major metabolic diseases we see in patients today. Extended fasting, long-term medically supervised fasting is not just helping people live longer, but more importantly, also live better. Fasting is helpful in avoiding the disability that often comes in the last 10 to 20 years of life. Fasting not only increases life expectancy, it also optimizes the lifespan and the number of years people are alive and fully functional. Before you start or begin any level of fasting initiative, always get the official nod from your medical doctor first. Especially if you have any type of pre-existing health conditions or if you're taking prescription medications. When you're implementing this type of specific fast, be sure that you stay hydrated. Not only that, after your fasting period, as you enter the eating window, be sure that you do so slowly. After an extended fast, the digestive system shuts down. Once you start eating, as you reintroduce food, if you do so too quickly, it can lead to discomfort. And in some cases, it can throw fluid and electrolyte levels out of whack. So to recap, the five most popular fasting and eating plans are 1. The 16-8 time restrictive eating plan. 2. The alternate day eating plan or fasting window. 3. The 5-2 fasting window. 4. The one meal a day, better known as OMAD, eating window. And 5. The extended fasting window. Which fasting plan or eating plan is the best one? Well, in large part, that depends on the individual. Keep in mind, you don't have to just use one. In fact, during different periods of your life, you may find yourself using a combination of these fasting regimens. If choosing one set fasting window proves too challenging for you, well, I do recommend an excellent read called Intuitive Fasting by Dr. Will Cole. Throughout this book, he takes you through a 4-week program where he guides you through varying fasting windows so that you can determine or learn which best works for you and your body. That book again is Intuitive Fasting by Dr. Will Cole. These are my thoughts, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say on the subject matter. Feel free to send your comments or questions to chef-coach@eatlivelovetrain.com or you can DM me on Instagram @eatlivelovetrain. As always, I appreciate you tuning in, and remember, we are a reflection of what we eat. I'll see you next time.